And we about the fact that we have a good lunch. That's very nice.
让我们有一个很好的午餐，这是非常好的。
But Lord, a good lunch is not the only thing you've given us. You give us so much, and we say thank you for all.
主要不光是说你给我们赐给一个美好的午餐，你也赐给我们很多其他的东西，我们非常感恩。
Now, Lord, we're going to consider the truths of God again in the Bible. We pray that you will not only teach us about the Word of God, but that you will teach us about the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们要再次开始学习圣经。我们祷告呢，您不光是教导我们神的话，也教导我们关于主耶稣基督的。
And so we give thanks now and look to you for blessing. Bring the right ones, we pray, for our class today.
所以呢，我们现在请圣灵的赐福呢，求您呢带来，就是说我们应该来学习的人来到这个课程。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, very, very good. We are studying at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们正在学习的是呢，《格林多前书》的第15章的后结尾的地方。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, you'll remember, is much about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以格林多前书呢，你们大家也都记得的，很多都是谈到是关于我们主耶稣基督的复活的。
And consequently, about our resurrection as well.
同样呢，也是讲到我们也要复活。
And so we're going to pick up the story now at the end of the chapter, verse
51.
And he says in verse 51, he says, Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
这里我说呢，看到我告诉你们一个奥秘，我们是都要睡觉，而是都要被改变。And
that's exciting. And the Bible doesn't say we're all going to die. The Bible says we're all going to be changed, but we won't all die. We get to go to heaven.
所以这个里面呢，这是一件很神奇的事，因为圣经并没有说我们都会死，说我们都要会被改变，我们所有人都要去到天堂。
We don't know when the Lord will come to take us to heaven, but we rejoice in that fact.
所以呢，我们不知道主什么时候会来把我们带到天堂去，但是我们在这样的一个事实上，我们仍然是喜欢欣喜乐。
Now, most people believe that there will be a resurrection of the dead.
很多人呢，相信呢，就是说是死人会复活。
And that was a teaching clearly in the Old Testament.
是在旧约里呢，是并没有很清晰的教导我。But
then the whole concept of the Church of Jesus Christ and of the future of the Church of Jesus Christ was not clearly outlined in the Old Testament.
就在那个，就是旧约里面呢，我们主耶稣基督的教会并没有明确的把它指出来。And
so, after the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead and went to heaven, many new things were introduced to the apostles about our position before our Lord.
这个当主耶稣基督呢升天以后呢，很多的新鲜的事情呢，就是向那些使徒们显现了，然后呢展示给我们现在的信徒们。And
one of these things is that there is a very special aspect of the resurrection that is reserved for Christians.
这里其中的一条呢，就是说呢，特别的有一个，就是说，复活的这个是保留给我们基督徒的。
And that general teaching is that before the great judgments that will fall on this world, before that, the church will be taken up to heaven.
这样的一个教导呢，就是说呢，在那个一个地上要面临大的审判的时候，在这之前呢，教会被提到天上去，去到天堂去。
So this is the description then of what will happen at what we call the rapture of the church, or the day that the Christians are going to be called up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面的教导呢，就是说呢，在这里描述的，就是说我们被称之为教会被提，教会被提呢，就是在这个特别的时候呢，所有的基督徒呢都会被那个从地上提起来，去到天堂跟我们主耶稣基督在一起。
The answer then is at the end of verse 51, we will all be changed.
这个里面就是在第51节的结尾，是我们都要改变。
Verse 52, it'll happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
第52节说，就在一瞬间眨眼之间，在这最后的号角吹响的时候，因号角要吹响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要被改变。
So we're told a number of things then about this change. Number one is, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed just like that.
所以呢，我们在这里面呢，告诉我们几件事。第一件事情就是在一瞬间呢，眨眼之间呢，我们要被改变，就像这样一下。
And it's going to be at the time of the last trumpet.
所以这个时间发生在那最后的号角吹响的时候。
So the question would be, what is implied by the last trumpet?
现在问题是呢，这个最后的号角指的是什么呢？
If you were in an army, you would learn the various meaning of the various sounds on the trumpet, and in particular, the trumpet is often sounded in order for you to start moving.
所以这个里面呢，如果你在陆军里待过，你就知道呢，不同的号声呢有不同的意思，就是你会学会知道哪种号是干什么。通常呢，这些号吹响的时候呢，是你要动的时候了。It
was especially true of the children of Israel when they were moving through the wilderness.
所以这个特别的呢，也是发生在当时呢，以色列人他们在旷野里移动的时候。
The trumpet would blow, and the entire Israelite community would start to march, following the priests and the Ark of the Covenant.
在这个里面呢，当号角吹响的时候呢，整个的那些以色列人呢，他们就开始要移动，他们呢就是跟随着那些祭司，跟随着约柜。
So in general, then. The theme of the trumpet is, when you hear the trumpet, you get going. You prepare to go, and when you hear the trumpet, we're out of here.
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，在总的来说，就是当你那个听到号角吹响的时候呢，你就要准备开始移动了。所以当我们听到这个号角一吹响的时候呢，我们就要离开地球了。
This is the last trumpet.
这个是最后的号角。
That's very exciting because it means we're going to go home and we're not going to have to move from there. We're going to be with Jesus and we get to stay with him.
其实这个里面呢，这是非常奇妙的。我们呢，这个意思就是我们要回家了，我们要到天上去和主耶稣基督在一起，我们不再移动了，我们要和他永远在一起。
All right, the verse goes on and it says, the dead will be raised incorruptible. Now, we all know a lot about the bodies now, and our bodies are very corruptible.
所以呢，我们现在所有的都对我们的身体很了解，我们的身体呢都是非常容易朽坏的。
They get sick, they get weak.
他们那边的生病，他们会那边的虚弱。
None of us are asked to be on the football team anymore because we're too old.
所以我们中间没有任何一个人被邀请去参加那个橄榄球比赛，因为我们都太老了。
But we're going to be changed. We're going to get a new body. We're going to get new all kinds of things. And we're, whatever we get will not be subject to corruption. That's very exciting.
因为我们都要改变，我们都要改变，我们要得到一个新的身体，我们要得到很多其他的新的东西。不管我们得到的是什么样的新的东西，这些东西呢都不会朽坏，这是太奇妙了。
Verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
第五章就说，这必朽坏的定要穿上不朽坏的，这必死的定要穿上不死的。
So one of the common things about my body is that it is corruptible and it's going downhill.
因为在我的那个普遍的我自己的身体的这个普遍现象呢，是已经开始朽坏了，它在走下坡路。
My new body will be incorruptible. It just doesn't mean that it won't be corrupted. It means it is impossible to corrupt it.
我的新身体呢是不朽坏的，但是这个意思呢不是说它不可能，就是它不会朽坏，它是不可能朽坏的。
And the same is true of mortality. This body will die if the Lord doesn't intervene. But when I get my new body, it will be immortal. It will not be able to die.
你这个呢，就是讲的其中一个意思。我现在这个身体呢，如果主不干预的话，我就会死。那么说我的那个新身体呢，它是不可能死的。
So verse 54 says, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
有四节说，这必朽坏的将穿上不朽坏的，这必死的将穿上不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞没的话就应验了。
Well, these things are almost impossible for us to believe.
这些事情对我们来说都是好像不可能理解的。
It isn't just that there will be no more death, it is that there cannot be any more death.
就是这里呢不仅仅是说只是没有死亡，就是说死亡呢它是不可能发生的。
All right, now I'm just going to interrupt for a moment.I see that Aaron is with us this afternoon. Aaron, I want you to tell me whether, which Aaron you are.
现在他想停一下，他看到那个屏幕上有一个叫 Aaron 的，所以他想问一下 Aaron, 你是哪一个 Aaron 呢？
Aaron, are you there?
Aaron, 你能听到我们说话吗？
你好，我是秦强的一个朋友，也是一个很好的弟兄。
So,
不是咱们教会的。
Yeah, so he's James Chen's friend.
Well, that's very, very good, Aaron. I was thinking we have another friend, Aaron, by the name of Aaron, and he's been in China for several months. Somebody told me he was coming back to Canada soon. So I just wondered whether you were him, but you're Aaron number two.And that's really good. We're happy that you're here.
So that Aaron will be back tomorrow night.
One day off. Okay.
所以这个呢，他说呢，他其实我们有一个叫 Aaron 的一个朋友，他现在中国，中国他可能就这两天，明天就回来了。所以他就是想知道，如果他你是那个 Aaron， 就说你是这个 Aaron 也挺好的，欢迎你。
So that's very good. We got one Aaron today. We'll have two Aarons tomorrow.
这个挺好的。我们今天有一个 Aaron， 那明天就有两个 Aaron。
谢谢，谢谢。
Verse 55. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
谢谢你 ，Aaron.
Verse 55 says, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is in is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
又如五节说死啊，你的毒刺在哪里？坟墓啊，你的得胜在哪里？又如六节说死的毒刺就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The question is, why will there be no more death?
接下来的问题是，那为什么不再有死呢？
So there is a progression in the world today.
所以在今天的这个世界上有一个进程。
Number one is sin.
第一个是罪。
Number two is the law.
第二个就是律法。
Number three is death.
第三个就是死。
Why will there be no death?
为什么不再有死呢？
Answer, because there will be no sin.
答案是呢，不再有罪。
And if there is no sin, there is no law that can be enforced against us demanding death.
所以呢，如果没有罪呢，就不会由律法来定我们的罪，所以这样呢，就导致死亡。
And so, it's marvelous. There's no sin, therefore there's no more death. Now, you and I say, Lord, we're thankful that, that you died to save us from our sin.
这个里面这是很神奇的，因为没有罪，所以就不会再有死。我们说主呢，感谢您呢为我而死，主耶稣基督感谢我死，所以呢，饶恕了我的罪。
And we're thankful that, you've given us power so that we don't have to sin.
所以呢，您呢，感谢您呢赐给我们这样的力量，所以这样呢，我们没有必要再去犯罪。
But we're disappointed because sometimes we in fact still do sin.
所以呢我们现在有点失望呢，就是事实上呢有时候我们真的要犯点罪。
But in the resurrection, sin will be gone, therefore the law will be gone, therefore death will be gone. Hallelujah.
所以在复活的时候呢罪呢就没有了，那么罪没有律法就没有了。立法没有了那也就没有了死了。Hallelujah.
So now, verse 56 says, the sting of death is sin.
所以第56节说死的毒刺就是罪。
Sometimes when you get bitten by, some sort of a mosquito or another bug. Sometimes when the bite comes, there's a bit of a sting. And you say, oh, and then you realize you've been bitten by an insect.
所以实际上呢，有时候呢，你被那个蚊子咬了，或者被其他的昆虫咬了的时候呢，就是说呢，他们离开的时候呢，你会发现那里有一个毒刺在这里面。这个毒刺在里面，在这个时候你就会意识到你被某些昆虫给咬了。
Sometimes that sting hurts when it comes.
所以呢，有时候那个毒刺扎进去的时候呢，你感到很痛。
And then following the sting, the venom starts to go through the system, and the disease comes, and finally there can come death.
所以这个里呢，因为毒刺进去呢以后呢，那些病毒就进来了，病毒进来呢，你就会生病，生了病以后呢，最终呢，你就会死。
So sin brings the sting that leads to death.
所以呢，那个罪呢，带来这个毒刺，然后呢，这个毒刺导致死亡。
But if there is no sin, then there is no death, and there is no sting.
所以呢，如果没有罪，那就没有死亡；没有死亡呢，就没有那个毒刺。
And so, verse 57: Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
57节说呢，但感谢归给神，他借着我们的主耶稣基督赐给我们得胜。
So, the exciting thing is.That, we get to go home. We get to go home to heaven to be with Jesus.
让我们激动的事情呢，是我们要回家，我们要回到家里和主耶稣基督在一起。
We've all been away. We've all been traveling. And then somehow we get to go home again.
现在我们所有的人呢都离开了，我们还都在旅途上，所以某种方式呢，我们要回家了。
For several years, for various reasons, I lived away from Vancouver.
所以呢，有好几年和有某种原因呢，我呢离开了温哥华的家。
Sometimes I would say to myself, excuse me, Harold, you've been away for 6 months.
所以呢，有时候我都自己说 ，Harold， 你已经离家六个月了。
And I'd get on the airplane to come home, and frankly, I would get really excited.
所以呢，我就坐上飞机回家，坦率地说呢，我非常激动。
I was excited just to see Vancouver again.
所以呢，我激动的原因呢，就是只是能够再次看到温哥华。
I was looking forward to seeing my family.
我的盼望着见到我的家人。
I was looking forward to seeing my friends.
我盼望着见到我的朋友们。
Okay, and frankly, we get to go to heaven, and it's going to be exciting.
所以坦率说呢，我们要去天堂，这个是非常令人激动的。
And if you happen to see me on the way up,You'll say, you got a great big smile on your face. Why are you so happy?
因为你在路上看见我呢，说啊，你笑得很灿烂，为什么你这么高兴呢？
And I say, I'm going home. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to see my family and my friends.
因为我说我要回家，我要去见主耶稣基督，我要见到我的家人和朋友们。
Thanks be to God.Who gives us the victory? What a marvelous victory it's going to be.
也感谢神，他赐给我们得胜，这是多么神奇的、奇妙的一个胜利。
Now, the Christian lives in anticipation of the resurrection.
所以基督徒活着呢，他是有一个盼望，盼望就是复活。
I had a friend a long time ago, and he was a nice man.But he didn't understand his Bible very well.
因为我也很久交一个朋友，他是个好人，但是他对圣经这些经文呢，并不是很理解。
He didn't understand the Christian life very well.
也不了解基督徒的人生。
He said to me one day, you know, my life would be no different, even if there were no resurrection.
有天他跟我说呢，就算将来呢没有复活呢，我的人生呢也不会有什么改变。
I thought, oh dear, how sad.
我说，哦，哎呀，多么的悲伤啊。
There was something very wrong in his life. I didn't know what it was, but his life should be different because there's a resurrection. Our life must be different because there's a resurrection.
实际上呢，在他人生里可能有什么事情不对劲，因为如果有复活的话呢，他的人生呢是当然不同的。我们因为知道有复活，所以我们的人生呢也是完全不同的。
So the question is, what is different about our life because there's a resurrection? Verse 58.
问题呢就是说呢，因为有了复活，那么我们的人生有什么样的不一样呢？第五十八节。
It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
第五十八节是所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常都做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Alright, three key things different about our lives because there's a resurrection. Number one, we are steadfast.
所以这个里面呢，因为有了复活，所以在我们的人生里有三样不一样的。第一个呢，就是要坚固。
That means we keep on marching slowly, fast, quickly. We keep on marching ahead. Steadfast.
所以这个里面的意思就是呢，我们要慢慢的往前行，然后呢尽快的那个以尽快的往前行，所以要坚固不可动摇。
Number two, we're immovable.
第二个呢就是我们不可动摇。
Okay, doesn't matter what the wind does, doesn't matter what the waves do, doesn't matter what people say, we are going to keep on moving for God.
所以这个呢，不管是有什么样的风浪，不管人是怎么说，我们都要呢，继续为了神前行。
And then number three, we are always abounding in the work of the Lord.
第三个呢，我们要常常都做主工。
What are you doing today?
你今天做了什么？
Well, I'm going to serve the Lord today.
你说我会服侍主今天。
How are you going to do that? Well, it's going to be hard work. It'll be serious labor.
所以呢，你怎么去做呢？当然呢，就是说很努力的，这样的很严肃的这样的工作。
Why are you going to do that?
你为什么要那么做呢？
Answer, because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and when he comes, he will reward me, and the reward will be marvelously wonderful.I'm going to keep on being steadfast and immovable and abounding in the work of the Lord, regardless of how great the labor.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，就是主，我们知道主要再来，主要再来呢，他来的时候呢，他一定大大的赏赐我。因此呢，我现在我要就是坚固不可动摇，就是大大的去做，多做主工，不管呢有多么的艰难和多么的沉重。
We do many things in life because of hope.
我们在我们的人生做很多事，就是因为我们有一个希望。
We take a job because we hope we're going to get paid, and we hope that it will be sufficient funds so that we can do what we want to do.
所以呢，我们去找一个工作，找一个工作呢，是因为我们希望我们能够得到足够的工资，得到足够的工资呢，这样的工资能够保持我去做我想要做的事情。
What is the hope of the Christian?
那么基督徒的希望是什么呢？
We're going to heaven. That's what our hope is.
要去天堂，这就是我们的希望。
And that explains everything that we do.
这也是我们现在所做的每一件事情。
I keep on thinking about the little children when they get excited about Christmas.
我一直在想呢，一个小孩子呢，他一直呢，就是说呢，为了圣诞节要来而兴奋。
When I was a little boy, I was really never terribly interested in getting out of bed in the morning.
所以呢，当我是个小孩子说呢，其实每天早上起床的，我并不是感到很兴奋。
I think it's not just that I was tired, I think I was also lazy.
所以呢，我因为呢，不仅仅是因为我疲惫呢，同样呢，是因为我懒惰。
But I didn't mind getting out of bed in the morning on Christmas Day.
但是呢，在圣诞节那天呢，我并不介意早起。
I used to get out of bed and I'd run downstairs and I'd look at the Christmas tree and I'd look to see if there were any gifts there that had the name Harold on them.
因为我通常呢，在一大清早呢，我就迫不及待的下楼梯，冲到那个圣诞树的前面去看那里是不是有个包裹，上面写着 Harold 的名字。
Now the Christian is to be just like that. He gets all excited about going to heaven because there's going to be some marvelous gifts, some marvelous rewards, all kinds of blessings in heaven. I want to go there.
对这个里面的基督徒呢，其实就像是这样的，他们呢非常兴奋，非常激动的想去天堂，因为天堂里面呢有大量的礼物和大量的就是这样的赏赐，还有大量的神的赐福，所以我们非常的激动，想要去天堂。
The great motivation in the night is that there's joy coming in the morning.
所以呢，你在晚上呢，最大的那个希望的一个动机呢，就是说你在早上 会有大大的喜乐。
All right, well, that basically ends the teaching of the book of 1 Corinthians.
这个里面呢，基本上呢，就是说呢，《哥林多前书》里面的教义。
Many things wrong with the church in Corinth. Many corrective actions had to be taken, but at the end of it all, the great promise of the resurrection.
这个呢，其实在哥林多那个教会里，其实很多事情都不对劲，但是呢，很多事情都要得到纠正。但是在整个结尾的时候呢，有一个很大的盼望，就是有复活。
I think many of the corrective statements made by Paul would have been very offensive to the Corinthians.
我认为呢，其实呢，使徒保罗他讲的很多去纠正他们的那些话，对哥林多的那些人来说是一个极大的冒犯。
I think when they were being told that they were wrong regarding their behavior at the Lord's Supper, or wrong regarding their behavior in the law courts, or wrong because of their moral behavior, I think on all of those cases, they must have been very offended.
所以我认为实际上呢，他们被告知他们在那个领圣餐的时候呢，很多的那样的一些错误的行为的时候，或者说是他们在要去法庭方面这样的一些错误的行为的时候，就是说被告知他们有很多其他的错误的行为的时候呢，他们感到被冒犯。
But in the light of the resurrection, all of those corrective inconveniences were minor. They're going to go to heaven. And so they say, all right, I'd like to go to heaven. Corrected rather than wrong. Tell me what I've got to do. I'll do it. I want to go on to the resurrection.
因为其实呢，有这样去到天堂的这样一个亮光，所以有这样的复活，所以呢，他们很多的那些被纠正的那些事情呢，实际上呢，那个伤害呢已经很小了。因为他们说呢，我们现在呢要被纠正，我们要改正，因此呢，以便我们可以去到天堂。
There's a little chorus that we often sing in English.I don't know that it translates very well, but I'm going to quote a little of it to you anyway.
这个呢，我们有一首英语的唱了一首歌，唱一首歌呢，其实让他不认为呢，这个歌呢可以很好的被翻译成中文，但是还是要引用给大家来。
It says, "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus."
就是说呢，当我们见到主耶稣基督的时候，一切都值得。
It will be worth it all when we see Christ.
当我们见到基督的时候，一切都是值得的。
One glimpse of His dear face.
所以呢，一瞥关于他的那个大大的信心。
All sorrows will erase.
所以呢，所有的苦难都会被抹去。
So let us boldly run the race.
现在让我们大胆地去参加这个比赛。
Till we see Christ.
直到我们见到主耶稣。
And, years ago I'd sing it to you, but I won't.
这几年前我会唱给你们听，但今天我不。
Alright, absolutely beautiful. We're going to see the Savior. Resurrection is wonderful. Get excited.
所以呢，这个呢就是非常的让我们兴奋激动了。我们要见到我们的救主，要兴奋起来。
All right, now down to a few very practical things. Paul says to the Corinthians, "There's a few more things I want to tell you." Chapter 16, verse 1.
现在呢，有一些实践性意义上的事情呢，使徒保罗在第十六章的跟他的前书十六章告诉他说，还有几件事我要跟你们说。
He says, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also.
第一节说呢，第十六章第一节说，关于为圣徒捐钱，我曾将怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。
He's starting now to talk about money.
开始谈钱了。
Verse 2, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come.
第二节说，每逢七日的第一日，个人要照神所赐福他的抽出来存着，免得我来的时候献凑。
It's amazing to me how often the Bible talks about money.
因为对我来说呢，让我感到很惊奇的是，圣经是多么经常的谈钱。
Very often because we don't do a very good job of managing our money wisely.
因为他在这么经常谈到呢，是因为我们在我们管理我们的钱财的时候呢，我们做的并不好。
So verse 2 gives us some very specific instructions as to handle our money for the work of God.
因为第二节呢，给了我们一个非常的准确的这样的指导，我们怎样去管理神的为神工作的钱财。
He says, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside.
你这个时候呢，每逢七日的第一日，个人要照神所赐他的抽出来存着。
So that implies that the Corinthians went to church every Sunday.
在这里呢暗示着那些哥林多的那些基督徒们呢，每一个星期天都要去教会。
Some people say no, we should go to church on Saturday.
所以有些人说不是的，我们应该是星期六才去教会。
But the New Testament doesn't teach that.
但新约呢，并没有这样的教导。
Some people say we don't need to go to church.
有些人呢，我们不需要去教会。
The Bible doesn't teach that either.
圣经同样也没有这样教导。
But it does say, on the first day of the week, we've got to lay something aside.
你这里呢确实是讲的在七日的第一日呢我们要把一些东西呢先存着。
Interestingly, Paul doesn't say you've got to lay aside this amount. He doesn't give you a precise amount. He doesn't give you a percentage of your income or your wealth. He just says lay something aside.
这里非常有意思的呢，使徒保罗并没有说呢，你要放的多少钱在那里，并没有说呢，按照你的进项还有你的财富的多少的百分比来存着，他只是说呢，你要存点放在旁边。
He's basically saying, as the week goes on, day by day, each one of you should lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper every day, a little more, just whatever.comes in during the week, you lay a little more aside so that on the first day of the week, you're able to give something to the work of God.
这个里面讲到的呢非常有意思，就是说呢，在那个工作日的时候呢，你每天呢，你都要说是放一点东西，存一点东西，一点一点的存。那么说呢，在那个星期的一个星期的第一天呢，这个时候呢，你就可以给点什么东西为了神的工作。
And he specifically says at the end of verse 2 that there be no collections when I come.
你这里特别讲到的呢，在第二节的后面呢，说免得我来的时候你失凑。
Well, I think some people might say, when Paul gets there, he could really tell some stories and people would become emotionally involved and they could take a collection and they'd get lots of money that way.
所以呢，我认为有些人说呢，其实是使徒保罗到达那个哥林多教会的时候呢，他可以跟他们讲一个让他们感到非常兴奋的故事，这样他们听了故事以后呢，当时的那些人一激动呢，就可以捐很多钱，以这种方式呢，其实他们就可以收到很多的钱了。
So what's the difference if you have one collection when Paul is there, or a series of collections every week?Until he gets there.
所以呢就是说呢你这里有什么区别呢，如果说是使徒保罗到了那里以后他再来收那个奉献和他自己平常一点点存在那里然后再拿出来，这里有多大的区别呢？
And the answer is, when Paul's there, one might give out of an emotional compulsion, whereas if you simply methodically lay aside, it's not an emotional response, but it is it's a premeditated conviction.
这个里面的答案就是说呢，当那个使徒保罗在那里时候呢，有些人呢可能出于那个感情的那种就是一时的感动呢，他才呢拿出一些钱财来。而且呢，如果是平常呢，你是一点点的存留着，这个实际上呢，你是经过深思熟虑的，你是更加理性的存的。
It's especially true for the Corinthians.They tended to be a highly emotional people.
这个呢，特别呢是对当时的哥林多的那些人来说的，他们其实是一群极度感性的人。
Our work for God is not to be based on an emotional enthusiasm. It is to be based on a logical, consistent life for Christ.
所以呢，我们其实呢，我们在做神的工，并不是说是一种感性的那种意识的热情，而是说是我们是一个有逻辑的、理性的、持之以恒的行为。
And again, not so much an emotional, but a logical thought that says, I should be giving this much to this need, and I'll confirm it every day of the week, but especially every Sunday.
你这个里面呢，其实呢，通常呢，你说呢，你用逻辑上呢说，你很思考了以后，你说我应该给这么多去作为神的工，而不是说你一时兴起感动的给多少。
And the other one says that you're to lay aside something.
另外一件事情说呢，你要存点什么东西。
So when the collection is made, put in something.
所以呢，当那个收奉献的时候呢，你放点东西里面。
And if it's only a little because you forgot, then put in a little.
所以呢，如果是真正就是一点点，或者说是你忘了，你就放一点点进去。
And then next week you can put in what you forgot to put in last week.
所以呢，下个星期呢，你会把你忘记的那一部分呢再放进去。
The Christian life is very simple.
基督徒人是非常简单的。
And verse 3 says, And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem.
第三节说呢，我来的时候，你们心中推荐谁，我就打发他们把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
So it's interesting. This particular collection was not to be given to themselves. It was to be given to the Christians in Jerusalem.
你这里非常有意思的是呢，他们收的这些奉献呢，并不是给他们自己的，他们而是把这些奉献收到给到那些在耶路撒冷的基督徒。
It's possible for a church to collect funds and use all the funds to go to themselves.
这是有可能的，一个教会呢，他们收到所有的奉献呢，他们都用在自己身上。
This particular collection.None of it was for themselves. It was all to go to the saints in Jerusalem who were undergoing great financial distress because of persecution.
这个你特别的这个收奉献呢，就是没有一分钱是用在他们自己身上的。他们这些所有的钱呢，都是拿到耶路撒冷城去，因为那里的人呢，有极大的那种财务上的需求，财务的困难，因为他们受到了迫害。
So I ask the question, what happens to the monies that are put into the collection at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
所以呢，我就问那个问题，这是在我们第十六届福音教会里面的那些的收奉献的袋子里面收到那些钱，我们是怎么用的呢
？And amazingly, most of those funds go to the Lord's servants, elsewhere, or sometimes to those who speak to us. But the funds don't come to ourselves; they usually go elsewhere.
因为通常的是呢，这个受奉献的大部分呢，就是进到了那些就是来跟我们讲道的那些讲道人，他呢，他们是服侍主的时候，或者说是其他的地方去做神的工作的那些地方去。
And I find it very encouraging. Often the monies that have got to go to us never come near the chapel at all.
那这个呢，我发现很有意思的是呢，就是说呢，所有的那些呢，就是说是用到我们自己身上那些的钱呢，从来没有就是说来到我们教会。
Sometimes there's a particular expense and we don't give it to the collection. We just pay it out of our own pocket and nobody knows what's happening.
所以呢是这样，有时候呢我们在教会呢要进行一些修修补或者一些地方要用钱的话呢，我们只是都是从自己的口袋里拿钱出来把它付上就行了，没有人知道到底是谁付的钱。
It often happens regarding repairs at the chapel. Sometimes you've got to call in someone to repair this or fix that.
所以呢，通常呢，发生在教会的修修补补上。有时候呢，有些人被叫来把这里修一下，把那里补一下。
Very often, the assembly never sees that bill. It's just paid by someone before it gets anywhere near the collection.
所以呢，就是呢，通常呢，教会里从来呢没有收到他们修完呢以后的账单，所以这些东西呢很少用到在那个教会的时候的奉献里面的钱。
The same is often true of food.
所以呢，同样呢，在那个吃食物上也是这样。
And many of you women are very generous.And you put a lot of time and effort into the food and you bring it along and somebody says, how much did that cost? And you say, oh, don't worry about it. And it doesn't go into the collection at all. You just do it out of your own heart.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，就是说呢，这个你们中间很多女性，你们都是有这样的经历。你们呢，准备好一些食物，然后呢，带到教会来。有些人说，这个花了多少钱？你说没事了，反正这个东西也不是说是奉献，只是我内心想带来的，也不用用那个奉献的钱。
And I say that's wonderful. The Lord's people are a very generous people.
所以我说这个呢，是太奇妙了，因为神属神的人通常呢都是一群非常大方的人。
But these funds now are to go from Corinth to Jerusalem, and so Paul says in verse 3, whoever you approve by your letter, they will go with me to Jerusalem.
所以这些呢钱财呢其实都是送到耶路撒冷去的。所以在第三节里那个使徒保罗说呢你们在信中呢推荐谁呢我就打发他们去。
And verse 4 says, but if it be fitting or is fitting that I go also, they will go with me.
所以说呢若我也该去他们可以和我同去。
Paul says, this gift is not going to come from me.This gift is going to come from you, and you send your representatives to Jerusalem to take the gift there so that everybody will know the gift comes from you.
这个呢其实呢他说呢使徒保罗说这个你们奉献的这些钱财呢不是我奉献的是你们奉献的所以呢你们要派人呢送去所以呢让他们知道是你们奉献给他们的而不是我奉献。
And now he's going to talk about people. It's interesting. The work of God is all about people.
然后呢他要来谈到一些人。所以这里非常有意思的是呢神的工作呢所有的都是和人有关的。
So in verse 5 he says, Now, I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia, but it may be that I will remainOr even spend the winter with you that you may send me on my journey wherever I go.
第五节第六节说，当我从马其顿经过时，要到你们那里去，因为我会经过马其顿，也许我会逗留，并且与你们一起过冬。无论我往哪里去，你们就可以给我送行。
So Paul says, I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. I'm not sure precisely when it's going to be, but I want to spend time with you. And then you can send me on my journey to my next responsibility.
所以呢，使徒保罗实际上说呢，我就期望着有和你们逗留一段时间，但是我不是很确定到底什么时候我可以到你们去，因为我到你们那里和你们逗留一段时间以后呢，如果我在下一次去哪里的时候呢，你们就可以给我送行了。
So verse 7, he says, I do not want to or do not wish.To see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits.
第七节说呢，我现在不想顺路去看你们，但主若许，我希望和你们待一段时间。
He says, I don't want to just come for a few days. I want to come and stay a while.
他说呢，我不是只是说来到你们这就停留几天，我要停留一段时间。
And that's often what the people of God say.
就通常呢，就是属于神的人的所说的话。
And I just let you in on the fact that we would like it if Joe Reese and his wife Anne could come back to Vancouver for a little while.
因为我这就是说，我要跟你们说呢，我们非常希望那个 Joe Reese 和他的太太 Anne 呢，能够来到温哥华和我们待一段时间。
And so I actually spoke to him this morning, and I said, Joe, do you think you could come?
实际上今天早上呢，我跟他打电话，我跟他说呢 ,Joe, 你认为你可以来吗？
And he said, well, I don't want to just come for a little while. I'd like to come and stay a while. He said, no point coming for two or three days. I'd like to come for longer than that.
那我不只是想来，就是说待几天，我想来那个待一会儿，也这样，我是想在这里待的时间长一点。
So you pray that the Lord will enable him to come. We believe that we would like him to come. We believe it's the Lord's will that he come. But we haven't arranged any dates or anything. You pray that the Lord will send him for us at the right time for the right length of time.
所以呢，我们希望他来呢，所以呢，我希望大家都祷告，因为我们知道呢，他来呢是主的意思，就是呢，我们也希望他来。我们现在到目前为止呢，也没有安排特别的具体的时间，他什么时候来，待多久。所以呢，我们肯定是想让他来待一段时间，所以你们就祷告，祷告让主呢安排正确的时间，让他们可以来到温哥华和我们。待一段时间。
And then Paul says in verses 8 and 9, I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries.
第八节呢，十八节说，但我要继续住在以弗所，直到五旬节，因为一个极大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
Paul says, I can't come right now, but he says, the reason I can't come is because God is doing a marvelous work in Ephesus. I've got to stay here, but he said, there's many problems, lots of people fighting against us, lots of circumstances against us in Ephesus.
所以实际上是使徒保罗说呢，我现在不能来，不能来。那其实因为我现在以弗所呢，这里有很多重要的事情要去做。我这里事情呢还没做完，因为在这里呢，我们也遇到了很多阻力，很多人呢反对我们，所以呢，我必须把以弗所的这样的工作做完了，才能去你们那里。
So remember now, when God is doing a big work, the devil also.Will be working to disrupt that work or to thwart that work.
所以呢，你要记得，就是说呢，当神呢做一个伟大的工作的时候呢，魔鬼呢，他永远呢是想要去破坏神的那个工作，或者让神的工作呢阻碍神的工作。
So like Paul, we rejoice in the work that God is doing at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but the devil is also trying to disrupt that work. There are many adversaries. We must all pray against those adversaries that the Lord will enable his good work to continue.
这个呢就像使徒保罗一样，我们其实上呢很感谢主，感谢主呢就是说主在我们第十六届福音教会里做的很多那样的伟大的工作，但同样的呢其实有很多人呢想破坏我们十六届的就神在十六届所行的伟大的工作，而且呢这是实际上呢也有很多敌人或者敌对势力，他们想阻碍神的工作在第十六届福音教会里面，所以我们要继续去保持着去做神的工。
Now verse 10 says, If Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his way or his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren.
第十节说呢，若是提摩太来到，要叫他在你们那里无所惧怕，因为他做主的工像我一样，所以无论谁都不可藐视他，只要送他平安前行，叫他可以来到我这里，因我期待他和弟兄们同来。
Very strange words. Why would it be possible for Timothy to come and be afraid to comeOr why would it be that someone might despise him if he did come?
所以这个里面就是非常的奇怪的。奇怪的为什么说要提摩太来？提摩太来的时候呢，他会害怕呢？而且说呢，为什么提摩太来到我这里会有人呢藐视他呢？
Why would he be afraid?
为什么他会害怕呢？
And probably only because if he were to come and to behave like Paul did, he would tell them that in some things they're wrong and they may say no and they may make him afraid just for even suggesting that they might be wrong.
所以这个里面呢就是答案，就是如果提摩太来呢，他就会像那个使徒保罗那样呀，也指出他们的错误。只是他们错误呢，这样呢，他会就会让他们感到害怕，感到害怕呢，就算是说他不是直接指出来错误，就是想指出他们的错误，有这个动机呢，也让他们感到害怕。
If you lived in Russia and you had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Putin, would you say, Mr. Putin, there's just five things I want you to know. You did five things very wrong. One, two, three, four, five. Would you do that?
所以呢，如果你有机会住在俄罗斯呢，你会不会直接的，你如果也有这个机会去见到普京，你会不会直接跟普京说呢，做了那个五件错事，然后呢一件一件一二三四五跟他指出来，你会那么跟普京说话吗？
And you and I would probably say, well, I would be afraid to tell Mr. Putin he was wrong, because he might kill me.
所以呢，你我呢都会说呢，就是说呢，因为如果我跟普京说指出他的错误，我非常害怕，因为他有可能杀了我。
And if he didn't kill me, he might just put me in prison.
如果他就算不杀我，他也可能把我关到监狱里去。
And if he didn't do that, he might just get a hold of my brother or my sister or my children and cause them all kinds of grief.
所以呢，这个呢，就是如果他不那么做呢，他可能就是挟持我的家人，挟持我的孩子，挟持呢所有的人，让他们痛苦。
And I think that there are some church people, and they say they're in the church. They might be in a church like Corinth or another church.But if you tell them they're wrong, they might get very, very upset.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，我认为有些人呢，在那个教会人，他们有可能就是说，像当时格林多教会那些人，还像其他的一些教会那人，如果你告诉他们他们做错的什么，他们其实会感到非常非常的愤怒。
And so Paul tells the Corinthians.Don't you get angry with Timothy if he tells you the truth.
因为那时的保罗呢告诉那个哥林多的那些人呢说，如果提摩太呢他指出你们的错误，你们不要向他发怒。
Don't let him be afraid. You love him, so he won't be afraid.
因为也不要让他感到惧怕，因为你们要去爱他，你们爱他，他就不会害怕。
And now he goes verse 12. He's going to talk about Apollos. He says, "Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time."
这个里面的第十二节继续说呢，讲的亚波罗，他说至于我们的亚波罗弟兄，我非常渴望和。我非常渴望他和弟兄们一起到你们那里去，但这时他绝不愿意去，但有了机会他必去。
So I think Paul said to Apollos, I really think Apollos, I think you should go to Corinth. They need your ministry. They need your sermons. Why don't you go and serve the Lord in Corinth for a while?
因为我认为使徒保罗他跟亚波罗说过，他说呢，你为什么不去那个格林多去那个服侍呢？你为什么不到他们那边去讲道呢？因为实际上他们呢，就是需要你的帮助，所以呢，我希望你去格林多教会去帮助他们。
And I think he said, well, frankly, I can't come now. I would like to come.When the Lord opens the door, I'll be happy to come. But right now, the Lord has not told me that I should be there. I won't come right now.
现在我认为那个亚伯罗跟他说呢，我愿意去他们那里，但是呢，我现在不能去，不能去呢，就是说呢，因为那主还没有为我开那扇门，所以我不能去他们那里，时候现在还不到。如果主告诉我要我到格林多去的，我必去。
And now, in the meantime, Timothy's not there, I'm not there, Apollos is not there. In the meantime, three things you've got to do.
所以呢，他现在说呢，在现在当下呢，因为我不在你们那里，提摩太也不在你们那里，亚波罗也不在那里，所以你们有三件事情要去做。
Yeah, and it's really four things you've got to do.
所以实际上呢，你有四件事情你们要做。
Number one, watch.
一个呢，要观警醒。
What's going on at Corinth? Paul says, you Corinthians, you watch what's going on in your assembly. If you watch, you can see what needs to be done. Keep your eyes open.
那他这个第一个呢，就是你们要警醒。警醒的意思是什么呢？就是说呢，你们在哥林多里，你要继续的观察，你要警醒，你要去看，你要去找出那些要发生的事情，所以你要睁大眼睛，警醒去看。
You might see some who are weak. You might see some who need rebuking. You might see some who need teaching. You watch so that you can do it.
因为你去观察，你去警醒，你呢，会发现有些人呢比较软弱，你现在发现呢是有些人呢你要去责备他，你也会发现呢有些人呢像他们需要被教导，你要去教导他，所以你要保持警醒，去观察，去找出你要做的事。
Now it's important that you watch, because in fact, you might see someone who is beginning to fall. And if you watch, you would see there's a problem, and you would say, oh, I've got to make sure I don't fall like that person fell.
所以这个呢也是呢，就是你要去警醒，你要去观察，那是因为那个有些人呢他们会跌倒，所以呢就是你在观察他跌倒的时候，你就说我有可能像他那样跌倒，所以我要警醒自己。
Alright, so watch, stand fast in the faith, make sure you don't fall, and then be brave.
这里讲的呢，在信心上要站立得住，站立得稳，就要确保你不会跌倒，要做成人。
Very often, the work of God requires that the Christian just say, I will do what's right, I will not do what's wrong, I will be brave, and I will stand up to do the right thing. I won't capitulate to do the wrong thing. Be brave.
这个里面呢，就是那非常的也神的功呢，有时候呢，他完成呢，就是因为有些人呢，他非常的勇敢。他非常勇敢的意思呢，就是说呢，他就会说呢，我要坚持去做这样正确的事情，我不会去做正确的，不会去做不正确的事情。他有时候呢，勇敢的要坚持，不要去妥协。所以呢，这些呢，你要保持勇敢。
And the last one is be strong.
最后一个呢，就是说呢，要刚强。
It's interesting that, in the book of Nehemiah, we read the lovely little line, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
所以呢，就是非常有趣的是呢，在尼希米书的里面呢，我们读到这样一个啊，就是说是非常的可爱的一句经文，讲到的就是说呢，喜乐是就是你的力量。
If you get your joy from the Lord, you'll be able to be strong. If you get your joy from circumstances or from other people or from money, then you won't have the strength to carry on. The joy of the Lord is your strength, but people and circumstances and money, that would lead to your weakness.
这里呢是非常的有意思，就是神的从主来的喜乐呢才是你的力量，所以呢就是说如果你得到的喜乐呢是从神来的，你就会变得刚强，但如果你的喜乐是呢来自那个环境，或者是来自人，或者是来自金钱呢，这样呢你就不会变得刚强，因为从主来的喜乐才能让你变得刚强，从那个人来的，从环境，从金钱来的呢，会让你变得软弱。
And then verse 14, let all that you do be done with love.
也就是自己说呢，把你们所做的都要带着爱去做。
And that's it's an easy way to find out whether you're doing what is right or wrong.
也就是非常容易的一个方式去发现你做的是对的还是错的。
If you're doing it out of love, then it makes everything right.
所以呢，如果你带着爱去做，会让每一件事情呢都变得正确的。
First Corinthians chapter 13, if you don't do it out of love, no matter what you do, it's not going to be right.
你在跟那个前书第十三章里讲到的，如果你做的事情不是带着爱，不管你做的什么东西都是错的。
All right, verse 15 now. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Therefore, you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us.
也就是五节说，弟兄们呢，你们晓得斯蒂凡奥斯家是亚该亚初结的果子，并且他们专心服侍圣徒为念。
Humility is a marvelous thing.
所以呢，谦卑呢是一件非常好的事情。
And that means we submit one to another. We recognize that God has not only led us, but He's led others too.
所以这个里面的意思呢，就是我们要顺服其他的人。这个意味着呢，神呢不光是领导着我们，也领导其他的人。
We work together.
我们一起工作。
If you don't have humility, you will work against your brethren. You will work in pride. You won't work because you love them. You'll work because you love yourself.
所以呢，如果你没有谦卑的话呢，就是说呢，你就跟你的弟兄们呢就对着干。所以呢，你是不是因为那个就是说是谦卑去工作，你是带着骄傲去工作？骄傲的工作呢，就因此呢，你不是爱你的弟兄，而是爱你自己。
How do you know that you're doing it right? How do you know that you're submitting to one another?
你怎么知道呢你是做的是正确的，你怎么知道在这个教会里呢大家都是互相顺服的。
The answer is when they ask you to do something, you say, yes, I will.
这个答案就是呢，当他要你做什么事情时，你说，是的，我愿意做。
And I've told you the story often about my conversation with my mother.
这个呢，我通常来跟你们讲过呢，就是我和我母亲之间的交谈。
And she said to me, Harold, would you do this, please?
她跟我说 ,Harold, 你把这个做了。
And I said, no, mother, I don't want to.
我说不，妈妈，我不想做。
And she said, Harold, do you love me?
她说 ,Harold, 你爱我吗？
And I said, of course I love you.
她说当然我爱你。
And then she said, all right, go do what I ask you to do.
她说那么好吧，那就我叫你做什么你就去做了。
Now in the church, that's what we do. We say, I love you, and I want to do, we'll work together. And you want me to do this, I'll do this. And we try to say yes.
对，那实际上在教会里也是这样的，就是说呢，因为我爱你，所以呢，你叫我做什么，我就做什么。我所以呢，每一次呢，你请求我做一件事情的时候呢，我都竭力的去说是好。
Many years ago, when I was a young man, I was at another church one night.
所以很多年前呢，他是还是个年轻人的时候，有一天晚上他在另外一个教会里。
And I preached.
然后他在讲道。
I have no idea what I said, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. I don't remember.
所以呢，其实呢，我不记得我当时说的什么。其实呢，不管是好的还是坏的，没什么区别。我不知道我说过什么。
And one man, a friend of my father's, came up to me, and he said to me, Harold, I've got some advice for you.
今天然后呢，他爸爸的一个朋友来到他面前跟他说 Harold, 我给你一些建议。
He said, if I give you some advice, will you heed it? Will you take it?
所以他说，如果我给你什么建议呢，你会听吗？你会接受吗？
And he said, all right, here's the advice. He said, when you're asked to preach, say yes.
所以呢，他说现在我是给你的一个建议，如果有人要你讲道，你说好吧。
I thought, well, that's a very strange piece of advice.
这个是个很奇怪的一个建议。
But then I said, Harold, that man knows more than you do. He's older than you.
然后我跟自己说呢。
More than you do. Why don't you follow his advice?
对，我跟自己说，那哈尔德呢？这个人呢，他比你懂得多，他比你年纪大，他知道了该怎么去做。你为什么不去听从他的建议呢
？And so I thought about that for a while, and I said, Harold, that's good wisdom. If somebody who is a servant of God asks you to do something and you're able to do it, say yes.
所以呢，我说这个是一个很好的智慧。我跟自己说 ，Harold， 如果一个神的仆人呢请求你做什么事情的话呢，如果你能做得到，你就说好吧。
You say, well, it might not be easy.
你可以说呢，就不一定很容易。
What difference does that make?
那么这个有什么区别呢
？You say, well, I might not do a very good job.
你意思说呢，就是说呢，我可能不会做得很好。
Okay, so I reasoned like this. I said, if somebody asks me to do something and I don't do a good job, then I can always blame the man who asked me because it wasn't my fault. I wasn't intending to do it anyway. It's all his fault. He asked me to do it.
现在我这个时候呢，我跟说服我自己，我说呢，Harold 呢，如果一个人呢请求你做什么，你没做好的话呢，你说那这不是我的错，因为是他的错，是他要我去做的。我本来知道我做不好，但是他要我去做的，所以我做的不好呢，不是我的错，是他的错。
Submit to one another, and when Stephanus asks you to do something, you say, "Yes, I'd like to do that."
所以呢，互相顺服。如果你的一个朋友呢，请求你做什么呢？你说好吧，我愿意做。
All right, verse 17 says, I'm glad about the coming of Stephanus, Fortunatus, and Achaeus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied.
第十七节说，我很高兴，斯提法拉斯、浮屠拿都和雅该古到这里来，因为你们有不及之处，他们补上了。
Now, these three men, we don't know much about them in this context, but Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaeus, they were all servants of the Lord associated with the assembly at Corinth.
这个里面呢提到的三个人呢其实呢从上下文之间我们对他们了解并不多。这个呢斯蒂法拉斯、弗图达都和雅盖古呢实际上他们都是当时呢在哥林多教会里在那里跟他们一起的人。
And they may not have been the easiest men to work with or for. They may have been subject to much criticism. But Paul says,You honor them because they supplied what you didn't supply.
这个里面呢其实呢这三个人呢他有可能呢他们不是那种很好相处的人也不是说是说他可以很好跟他一起工作或者他能跟你一起工作的因为这些人呢可能都是一些非常挑剔的人所以这个呢但是都保罗说呢你们要顺服他因为他所提供的东西你们提供不了。
Don't be critical of the men and women of God. You be humble and you honor the men and women of God.
你不要对那个属神的那个男性女性太过挑剔你要去尊重他们你要去顺服他们。
Verse 18, For they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men.
第十八节说呢他们叫我和你们的灵都快活所以这样的人你们要认可。
I think in the church at Corinth, there were many people who were critical one of another.
因为当时在那个哥林多在那个教会里呢很多人呢他们都互相的挑剔。
Don't be critical of the people of God. Love them all and acknowledge those who serve him.
所以呢不要去挑剔那些属神的人就是要尊重他们就是因为他们都是为神工作的。
Now verse 20 says, verse 19 says, The churches of Asia greet you, Aquila and Priscilla greet you with heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house.
第十九节说呢亚西亚的众教会问你们亚居拉和百基拉并在他们家里的教会在主里多多问你们安。
It's interesting that the Church of God is not a localized group. It is much broader than that.
所以这个呢非常有意思的说呢神的教会呢并不是局限在某一个地方的它是远远的一个广泛的一个范围。
We are a fellowship of Christians in churches all over the world.
因为我们和那个世界上所有的教会的那些教会呢都是有这样的联系的。
It's particularly hard to find them in China because so often their house churches hidden away.
所以呢这个呢就是非常难在中国找到这样教会因为大部分的中国的家庭教会呢都是隐藏着的。
But we should pray for them and we should greet them, we should love them just as if they were right here in Vancouver.
因为我们应该呢去为他们祷告应该去爱他们爱他们就像呢他们现在就在温哥华这样的去爱他们。
So I've got a friend who prays often. When he prays, he often prays about all kinds of churches in British Columbia.
因为我有一个朋友呢，他经常祷告。他祷告的时候呢，他会为在我们 BC 省的所有的类型的教会祷告。
He prays about places where there are no churches in British Columbia.
因为那些呢在那些地方呢没有教会的地方那些祷告。
And he keeps drawing us to realize that it's not just us, but the Lord is doing a great work of God.
所以呢他一直在提醒我们实际上呢不光是只有我们在这里在主呢做那一个极其伟大的工作在各方面。
And again, the reference at the end of verse 19 to the church that is in the house of Priscilla and Aquila.
因为再一次在第19节里呢，其实那亚居拉和百基拉呢，他们在家里的教会。
House churches are God's way. They're very, very good. And we must encourage them, not despise them.
所以家里的教会呢，是神的方式，是神的道路。所以呢，他们非常非常好，我们应该去鼓励他们，而不是去藐视他们。
And then verse 20 says, all the brethren greet you.
所以呢，第二十节说呢，所有的弟兄问你们啊。
How many Christians are there that care about you?
所以有多少那样的基督徒在那里，他关注着你们。
Well, they all do.
他们所有的人都是。
That's amazing.
这是很神奇的。
And we don't understand it. We don't know much about it. But, every now and then I meet somebody from a far away. And I tell them who I am. They say, oh, I know you.
所以这个呢是非常呢神奇的，我们也不大会理解这个。所以呢通常呢我从碰到一些从很远的教会来的时候呢，我去告诉他们我是谁，他们说啊，这我认识你。
And sometimes they know me for one reason or another, but the fact is they love me.
所以呢他有时候呢他们以这种理由那种理由呢他们可能认识我，但是呢事实上呢是他们都爱我。
How many Christians do you know that you don't love?
所以你知道有多少基督徒是你不爱的呢？
You say what?
你说什么？
Okay. Love them more, will you? Just love them more.
你是不是你就爱他们所有的人，仅仅就是说爱他们所有的基督徒。
Naturally, we love all God's children.
所以呢自然的我们要爱所有的神的孩子们。
Go out of your way to love them more.
你出去去爱他们所有的人。
And then the next line says, greet ye one another with a holy kiss.
所以下一句说呢，你们也以圣洁的亲吻彼此问候。
And frankly, I find that verse very difficult.
你坦率地说呢，我发现这些经文呢，非常难理解。
It's not something that we easily do.
这个不是一些事情我们很容易就做得到。
My problem is, I don't really know what a holy kiss is.
所以呢，我的问题是呢，我不知道什么圣洁的亲吻是什么意思。
I find it easier to pray for them than to kiss them.
我发现呢，去为他们祷告比去亲吻他们更容易。
And I think the culture in Corinth was maybe a little different from our culture. So, I have trouble there, but I want to pray for everyone and I want to pray for them with the same passion I would if I were to kiss them.
所以呢这个里面呢就是我认为呢其实在哥林多当时呢可能这个文化环境和我们现在有一些不一样。不一样呢所以呢就是说呢所以我发现呢我是更愿意就是更多的为他们去祷告而不是去亲吻他们。
Verse 23 says, the salutation with my own hand, Paul.
第二十一节说呢我保罗亲笔问安。
Now remember, Paul had very bad eyesight.
所以大家记住呢，其实保罗的视力不是很好。
And I think he had great trouble writing because of that. I don't think he could see clearly enough to write on a page.
因为认为他的眼睛不好呢，所以他很难在那个纸上写字。因为他如果在纸上写字，他看不清楚，他就写不了。
So his letters were written by a scribe or one of his friends. They would actually do the writing.
其实上他的那些信呢都是由他们的那些朋友或者说那些秘书来拼写的。
But he signed the letter himself.
但是呢他信写完呢他会自己签字。
And I think maybe for two reasons.
我认为可能有两个原因。
I think he would sign the letter to prove that he wrote it.
所以我认为他去呢，签字那封信呢，就是来证明是他写的。
And I think he signed it because he wanted the people to know that his heart was in that letter, not just his head.
所以呢，他认为呢，我认为他写那个签字那封信呢，是让人家知道他的心在那封信里，并不是只是他的思维在里面。
And then verse 22, he says, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
第二节说，若有人不爱主耶稣基督，这人可诅可咒。
Our world basically says, you don't need to be committed. Paul says, you must love the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not an option.
所以呢，其实呢，我们的世界说呢，你不用来顺服主耶稣，但实际上使徒保罗说呢，你必须要爱主耶稣，这不是一个选项。
And the fact is that if you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be accursed.
所以呢，这个事实呢，如果呢你不爱主耶稣基督的话呢，你将会被诅咒。
All right, verse 23, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and my love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.
第二三节说，愿我们的主耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在，我的爱与你们在基督耶稣里的众人同在。阿们。
All right, so, we left out those words, in the New King James, it says, O Lord, come. In the Old King James, it simply says, Maranatha. And this is what encourages us. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and we pray that he will come soon.
你刚才我们漏掉呢，第二十二节里面讲到的那个，在新国王钦定版的说那主必要来，在那个老的国王钦定版里讲 Maranatha 也是主必再来，所以我们祷告，我们所有的人都感到兴奋，主因为主必再来。
So he finishes now with three main themes. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming.Number two, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with you. And number three, I love you too.
这个里面呢，他其实呢引用了三件事。第一件呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他必在来。第二个呢，主耶稣基督的恩典必与你们同在。第三点呢，就是我爱你们。
Well, that's the end of the book. And it's also the end of our Bible study time this afternoon.
所以这是那个这本书的结尾，同样呢也是我们今天呢圣经学习时间的结束时间。
So we may have a little time of review, maybe some questions on 1 Corinthians next time, and then we'll get on to 2 Corinthians. Both of these books, very important for our practical Christian living today.
今天下个星期呢，我们可能就是留点时间呢复习一下，或者说大家有什么问题，下星期二呢我们再问。所以这个呢，然后呢，我们就开始学习《格林多后书》这两本书，前书后书呢，对我们基督徒的这个实践的人生呢，都是非常重要的。
All right, well, the Lord be with us. Let's pray, and we'll catch you again next week and before, Lord willing.
因为主呢必与我们同在，所以呢我们要祷告，祷告主会赐福给我们，我们在下面的哪一天或者说下个星期二再见。
Lord, we do thank you that you care enough to instruct us.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您呢就是您足够的关爱我们，所以呢来告诉我们。
Many think that God doesn't care. He just sort of wound this world up and left us to go on our own. But we know that's not the truth.
有很多人认为呢，神呢根本就不关心我们，他们只是把我们抛弃在这个世界，让我们自己单独的待着。我们知道这不是个事实。
We thank you that you do care. You cared about the Corinthians and you care about us.
所以我们非常感恩呢，您真的是关心，您关心哥林多人，也关心我们。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you will teach us, that we will understand, and then we will respond according to your requests.
也主啊，我们的祷告声呢，您就会教导我们，教导我们，所以呢，这样呢，我们就可以做出这样的反应，这样反应呢，就像哥林多人做出的反应一样。
So we give thanks now and pray that you will bless us all, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在呢，向上感恩，那我们祷告，您会赐福给我们所有的人。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. So thank you all. Yes, sir. Sorry for going so fast. Next week we'll pick up maybe some more from 1 Corinthians, but 2 Corinthians.